All right, our reading will be taken from Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse number 21. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, Jesus left the place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. Amen. Now, we're not turning to our neighbor. We're not grabbing a neighbor by the hand. We're not looking at a neighbor. All I want you to know is that we have entitled our message this morning, A Loving Mother. Amen. You may be seated. I know that kind of threw us off. We normally look at the turn and do something. But what we have here, and it's Mother's Day, we know that. And what we know about mothers is that a mother is a loving individual that cares for us, that goes out of their way for us, that makes all kinds of sacrifices for us, and continues to be there for us through thick and through thin. Even when everyone else wanted to kick you to the curb and say all this stuff about you, mama was still praying for you. Mama was still there to encourage you. Mama was letting you know that she loves you. And what we're seeing here in this particular scripture is a prime example of a loving mother. A mother who went through a whole bunch of stuff for the sole purpose for helping her child. Now, when we look here at Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 21, the thing that we find very interesting is that this is the only scripture that we see that identifies and shows Jesus outside of the region of Israel. This is the one area that he is in that we read in scripture that is a total Gentile environment. There are no Jews there. Now, since there are no Jews there, this is what makes the story even more extraordinary, is that there is a woman who was there, who is a Canaanite woman. We don't know her name. But when she sees Jesus, she recognizes him, which tells me that she probably had been somewhere in the region of Israel where she saw and had heard about what he had done. And now there is a situation in her own household. She has a daughter that is being tormented by a demon. And with all this going on, I guess she can see her daughter is totally out of character and acting in ways which are disrespectful, aren't doing the things that are loving. But that doesn't stop the mother from loving her, because some mothers in here know what I'm talking about. Sometimes your kids were hungry. Sometimes they didn't do all that you wanted them to do. Sometimes they seemed like they didn't know how to act, like they didn't act like they had good sense. But through all that, you maintain being a loving mother. And you know, and I want you to understand that sometimes when you love folk, sometimes that love got to be a little tough. And I know some mothers in here, you always have been loving, but you got to give some folks sometimes some tough love. But what we're seeing here is in this situation, is that as her daughter was being tormented, and Jesus comes to her region, which is outside again of the region of Israel. This is no Jews, no synagogues. Jesus was doing this initially to get away with his disciples because his time here on earth was coming to a close. But what he wanted to do here was to take this time to spend with his disciples to nurture them, to empower them and equip them and prepare them for what was about to happen to him. But I want you to know that I don't care where you go. If you're always doing the right thing, wherever you are, somebody going to know you. You ever find yourself in places you thought you'd never know anybody, and all of a sudden somebody pop up and say hi? Amen. We're going to leave that alone right there. Amen. But what we're seeing here is that I believe truly that Jesus was doing this with his disciples, but I also believe that he was there because he knew this woman needed him. Because our Lord always shows up right on time. And when he is in this region, this woman sees him. And once this woman sees him, she cries out and starts shouting. And we see it right here in verse number 22. Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. And what we're seeing is this, y'all, is that it tells us that she was shouting. She was shouting this because she was wanted to get his attention. And it seemed like the more she shouted, the more he ignored her. You ever feel that way? Well, the more you're praising and shouting out to God and asking the Lord for help, it just seems like the Lord is just quiet, doesn't respond, doesn't give an answer, and you're still dealing with your situation and circumstance. But I want you to look at your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, there's a lesson in this. Because one other thing is that what we're seeing here is this. This woman kept shouting and kept shouting to the point that the disciples got annoyed with her. And you know what? I want you to see that in this situation, these disciples didn't appear to be loving. You don't believe me? Let's go take a look. Because when you look at verse 22b, it says that his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. How dare she, being a Gentile, keep shouting for a Jew to help her? How dare her make all that noise? Just like folk get in church and they don't know why you're shouting and why you're calling on the name of the Lord. And they're going to say to you, why do you make all that noise? I just wish she'd just be quiet sometime. You see, they just don't know what you're going through. They just don't know what is happening in your life. And you recognize the only one that can see you through, his name is. And you know what? I'm going to keep shouting until the Lord sends me an answer. But I will not sit there and be quiet and know you're not going to dismiss me. And what do we see here? We see here this. A mother who is loving. A mother who was motivated by the love of her child to come and confront Jesus, to get Jesus to heal her child. So the thing that got her started, y'all, was the love for her child. The thing that motivated her was her faith. Her faith in believing and knowing that Jesus could make a difference in the life of her child. You see, I know many of y'all in here now, you know, you not just looking at your children, you're looking at grandchildren, but your kids don't know how much you've been praying for them. For them to get right, stay right, be right. They don't know how many tears you've cried. They don't know how many times you prostrated yourself in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I need your help. I need your blessings. I need your healing. I need your deliverance. Lord, I need you to step in right now. Because, Lord, right now, I don't know if I can make it another day without you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's not just a mother thing. That's all the children of God thing. Because there are times we just got to call on the Lord and keep on calling on the Lord until he make a way out of no way. Do I got any folk who say, no matter what, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. I'm going to look to him. I know he going to see me through. And I don't care what you think about me, say about me. I ain't going to stop praising him because I know that the Lord will see me through. But as we're seeing this loving mother who's moving forward by faith, you see, the disciples made a mistake. They thought since Jesus wasn't responding to her, that he didn't care about her. But that was just the opposite. He cared deeply about her. But he also wanted his disciples to know, because he's teaching them a lesson. Because he's saying, like, look at this woman who doesn't know a whole lot about me, but believes that I can make a difference in her life. And she ain't gonna go nowhere until something happens. So he was quiet just to see how his disciples would respond. Because he was teaching them that the word of God, and that Jesus just didn't come for the Jews. He came for the entire world. And then what happens? After they tell him to send her away, then Jesus says to the woman who had already who keeps on shouting, he says to her in verse 24, wow. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Isn't that what he said? Again, a loving mother who was motivated through her faith, who answers in verse 25. We see this, y'all. It says, but she came, and what did she do? She knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. Do y'all see that? It didn't matter the obstacles. It didn't matter what he said. She wasn't going to let nothing deter her. Girlfriend was focused on what she needed to do. She heard what he said. But rather than just say okay and walk away, no, no, she came and she knelt before him. And she said these words, Lord, help me. Now, you know what? Wait a minute. I got to stop for a second. It's her daughter who is being tormented. But she says, Lord, help me. You know, now that we have become parents, we didn't understand why our mothers treated us certain ways, and our parents, mother and father, treated us certain ways and did certain things for us. And when we did things that were hurtful, we didn't fully understand how it was impacting them. You see, when your parents and your mothers love you, when you do something hurtful, it hurts them as well. And we didn't really fully understand that until we had our own. And we realized, y'all remember when the kids was young and they got sick and you was just concerned, and it seemed like, you know, it was taking a few days for them to get better. But as that was happening, it was also hurting you because you had love for them. You see, a lot of people don't realize the love that mothers have for their children, the love and compassion that's there. So when you hurt, they hurt. When you rejoice, they rejoice. But in this situation, this mother was hurting just as much as her daughter. And because of the love she had for her child, and the faith she had in Jesus being able to heal her, she said, Lord, help me. Now, this next statement that we're about to look at, y'all, in so many ways can appear to be cold and abrupt. Because let's just read it initially. He says, is it not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dog? That sounds cold, sounds heartless. But you know, there are certain ways we can say certain things to certain folk. You know, you can say some things with a smile, and you can say it to a friend. And you can say, why don't you just stop acting like a fool? Look at you. See, with a smile. So in essence, you're saying something to them. Now, if you had to look at them straight face and say, why are you acting like a fool? Now, they're going to take offense to that. It's about how we're saying it in the manner in which we're saying it. Because when you read this particular verse, Jesus, again, is teaching lessons to his disciples to let them understand that the Jews aren't the only ones who have faith in God. That this Gentile woman has faith in God, and no matter what is being said to her, her faith is not shaken. I got some folk in here that have faith that is unshakable, because I know you done been through hell and high water, and guess what? You still come. I got some folk in here who have been through some troubles in your life, but because of your faith being unshakable, you continue to press your way through. Do anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Has everything in your life been smooth? I would say no. All of us that hit some bumps in the road, all of us that has some valley experiences, some of us have been up to the mountaintop, but through it all, the Lord has been there with us. We've been through some storms in our lives, and for those that live here in this area, y'all know we had a serious hailstorm up in here on Friday. That stuff was hitting all over the place, but still we are here. Why? Because our faith is unshakable. Because I know that the Lord is the one that is blessing me, who is keeping me, and will get me through the whatevers. So no matter what goes on, I don't care what is being said, I'm going to continue to move forward in faith, because I know where my blessings come from. Do I got anybody in here that know where their blessings come from and understand no matter what goes on, I am going to be unshakable in my faith? I don't care what you say about me. I don't care how you talk about me. I'm going to still say hallelujah anyhow, because I serve a mighty good God who's going to make a way out of no way. Does anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Anybody in here can relate to what I'm saying? And the only way you can say it like that is because you know your faith is unshakable. But what we have to see and understand from this verse is that when he says this term, throw it to the dogs, that word dogs is dogs. But when you, during this time, when you think about the dogs, they were always street dogs, scavengers, always looking for something, sickly animals trying to find something to eat. He's not talking about the dogs out in the street. He's talking about the pet dog you have in your house. He said, am I to take the children's food and throw it to their pet dog? You hearing what I'm saying? And I can see his disciples standing behind him. Yeah, that's right. That's right. She don't deserve whatever you got. You came for the Jews. But Jesus is teaching a lesson. And let me show you how smart girlfriend is. Because she says in verse 27, she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Do you see that? She was like, you know what? I know why you might have came. I know you came for the lost people of Israel. I know the food you have is for the children. And I know that I am on the outside looking in, but that don't matter to me, because I've already seen what you can do. And I know if you did it for that person over there, I know you can do the same thing for me over here. So I'm going to continue to come and continue to have faith in you. And then as I have faith in you, I want you to know that I am going to worship you. That's why she fell at his feet, to let him know that I am here to worship you, because I have faith in you. And now that she has said what she said, how does Jesus respond? And this is where we get our answer to the whole thing. Because Jesus says to her in verse 28, then Jesus answered her, woman, great is your faith. Do you see that? If he didn't care about her, if he wasn't moved by what she was doing, then he would have just kept on ignoring her. but what he was showing his disciples. Everybody matters in the house of God. Everybody matters to the one who created us. Yes, the Israelites were the chosen people, but God created everybody. And Jesus did not come for an exclusive. He was inclusive for everybody. And you get the answer from John 3:16. For God so loved the what? World, that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So that right there lets us know the purpose of Jesus was not just for the Jews. He came for the entire world. And what he was letting his disciples know is that they got to learn how to get out the box, because of the fact that God has sent his son for the entire world. And yes, those who are not Jews also have faith. Yes, those who are not Jews can know how to worship God. And what we're seeing is that, and I want you to remember this, that no matter what, the Lord is moved because of our faith. If you want to see God do something for you, step out on faith. You want to see God move in your life, move by faith. And as you move by faith, you show God that you have faith, because when you come into God's house, you don't sit here quiet like you ain't, well, I guess I'm here, Lord. No, I'm here because I know what you can do. And that's why whenever I come into God's house, I can't be quiet. I got to praise him. I got to thank him. I got to magnify his holy name, because he is a mighty good God. He will do the impossible in your life. He will turn you around. He will bless you to still be able to do a whole lot of activities at the age of 89 years old. I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, when you step out on faith and you come and you worship and praise God, the Lord knows for a fact that you're not just doing it to impress anybody. You're doing it because you know just how good our God is. Do I got any folk in here that know just how good our God is? And that's why you come here to church, because you step out on faith and you come here to worship and praise his holy name. Do I got any folk in God's house that want to praise him today, that want to thank him today, to let him know how I want to honor him today, because he has blessed me, he is keeping me, he is guiding me, he has turned me around? Do I got any folk in here who know I wouldn't be where I am right now if it had not been because of God's grace and mercy? Do I got any witnesses in God's house who know if it had not been for the Lord, where in the world would I be right now? I'm here to tell you that we read in this Bible about a mother who was faithful. And I want you to know, we don't just have faithful mothers, we got faithful people of God, because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So since I am here, I'm going to worship him, I'm going to praise him, because where would I be if I didn't have Jesus? That's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. And don't you know that because of her faith, because of what she has done, Jesus was impressed from the very beginning with her. But what he was doing was pressing upon his disciples that there are other folk who have faith in him that they don't even know about. Are you hearing what I'm saying, y'all? And you know what? You've come through this life. You've dealt with some situations. And guess what? You are still here. All because of God's grace and mercy. And since it's been God's grace and mercy that has kept us, we got to make it our business to let other folk know just how good our God is. And if I can just take a moment to talk to all of us, I know some of our mothers have been called home to glory, but they were a loving mother. At some point during this day, if your mother's been called home and ain't here with us, I want you to take some quiet moments, spend it with God, and just thank him for the mother. And for those who mothers are still here, You better find your way to them today. Spend some quality time with them. And let them know just how much you love them.